AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Hurricane Maria is now on to Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. The Category 5 storm pounded the Caribbean island of Dominica overnight with 160-mile-per-hour winds tearing roofs off homes and prompting officials to warn that entire communities may be underwater. The hurricane is now on track to hit Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. The National Hurricane Center's Richard Pasch advises residents there not to panic.
If they're in a secure building and they're away from the immediate coastline, they should probably consider, you know, trying to stay there. And on the islands, you know, it's difficult to move very far.
Tens of thousands of people in Puerto Rico are still without power because of Hurricane Irma. Residents of coastal Rhode Island and Massachusetts are keeping an eye on Hurricane Jose, which has stirred up dangerous surf and rip currents along the East Coast with its 75-mile-per-hour winds, though this storm is not expected to make landfall. Residents of the Florida Keys are still rebuilding after Hurricane Irma and are being warned now not to swim in possibly dirty water. Special teams will be testing the water at all public beaches in the Keys. Next hour, President Trump addresses the UN General Assembly for the first time. Sagar Magani reports.
The president tweets, "It's a big day at the UN." He'll argue member nations should act in their own interests, yet still unite to face common challenges like North Korea. He's expected to warn Kim Jong-un and also call out states that have enabled the regime, though it's unclear whether he'll criticize China by name. For many leaders, it'll be their first look at Trump in person, and they're certain to parse every word to get a sense of how he views America's world role.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting from Washington. This is AP Radio News. They have found an intact German World War I submarine off the coast of Belgium, and as an official there puts it, there are 23 people still on board. Our Charles de Ledesma is overseas with this.
A spokesman says the find on the floor of the North Sea is very unique, especially as the impact damage was only at the front, leaving the rest of the sub closed, with the bodies still on board. From an initial damage assessment, it appears that the craft may have struck a mine with its upper deck. Two torpedo tubes have been destroyed, but the lower tube is intact and closed. Video images show the submarine encrusted with barnacles and seaweed, and also adorned with fishing gear, including nets. The spokesman says the sub was found by researchers, but he won't say where until the site has been protected. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And in sports, last night, maybe you saw it, the Lions beat the Giants 24-10. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.